Hello, this is Kathy Henry. I'm here with Karen Hager. We're happy that you've joined us for Opening the Peaceful Heart Call for Love. Please know that everyone is muted. We'll be sending a link for the recording of this call to you tomorrow. Visit openpeacefulheart.com to hear recordings of past meditations. Today's meditation is adapted from one from the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center and was also inspired by an article I read recently called Dreaming Accountability. I'll put a link to the article on the Open Peaceful Heart website along with this meditation, but here's a short excerpt. We can start with our self-accountability and the ways that we don't show up for ourselves. We can acknowledge how most of us are in an abusive relationship with ourselves. We blow past our own boundaries. We punish and beat ourselves up in terrible ways. We can start with the ways we treat and talk to ourselves, ways that we would clearly recognize as abuse if it were being done to another person. After all, our abusive relationship with ourselves lays the groundwork for an abusive world. We firmly believe that what we think, we create, and when we take the time to show kindness and love to ourselves and others, we create a kinder, more loving world. We'll be together for about 15 minutes. Karen will get started in just a moment, opening our circle and leading us through the guided meditation, which will include a few moments of silence. She will then close the circle. By the end of the day, Monday, we'll send you a link for the call recording, and in that email, we'll include information about the next call on Sunday, July 4th, and hope you will join us then. And here's Karen.
Hi, it's Karen Hager. Let's open our circle, and as we do that, we are joining in a collective intention for peace and protection as we work together. Loving source of light and life, we join this circle with open hearts, with a desire for peace. Help us be present, fully present here. Unite us in love of spirit and love of each other. Let this space be a protected, sacred circle, and let the spirit of peace be among us right now. Amen. Amen. And so it is, our circle is open. To begin, let yourself be in a relaxed and comfortable position. The intention of this meditation is to cultivate loving kindness. You show loving kindness when you desire someone else to be happy. You can also show yourself loving kindness, desiring yourself to be happy. Loving kindness is not dependent on something, it's not conditional. It's just a natural opening of the heart to someone else or to yourself. So you can check in with your body and notice how you're feeling right now. Letting whatever is here be here. And now see if you can bring to mind someone who, the moment you think of them, makes you feel happy. It could be a relative, a close friend, or perhaps someone with whom your relationship is not too complicated, just someone who gives you the sense that when you think of them, you feel happy. This person might be an adult or a child, or you can always choose a pet, a dog, a cat, any other animal you love. Let them come to mind. Have the sense of them being in front of you. You can feel them, sense them, see them. And as you imagine them, notice how you are feeling inside. Maybe you feel some warmth, or there's some heat to your face. A smile, a sense of expansiveness. This is a loving kindness. This is a natural feeling that's accessible to all of us at any moment. So now, having this loved one in front of you, begin to wish them well. Imagine saying to them, "May you be safe and protected from danger. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you have ease and well-being." Have a sense of letting this loving kindness come from you and reach out to gently touch this loved one. You might think in images. You might have a sense of color or light. You might just have a feeling. The words may continue to bring on more of this feeling. And I encourage you to say whatever feels meaningful to you as you send love to this person. May you be free from stress and anxiety. May you be free from all fear. And as you're sending out these words and these feelings of loving kindness, check in with yourself and see how you're feeling inside. And now imagine that this loved one turns around and begins to send it back to you. Just allow yourself to receive the loving kindness. Take it in. They're wishing you well, wishing you to be happy. Imagine them saying to you, "May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be safe and protected from all danger. May you have joy and well-being. May you be free from stress and anxiety. May you be free from all fear." Let yourself take it in. What is it you're feeling? Is it harder to accept loving kindness being sent to you than it is to send loving kindness to another? What is there to learn here? Let's take 30 seconds in silence to really feel that love coming to you. Just 30 seconds. This next step is not always easy to do, but see if you can send loving kindness to yourself. You can imagine it spreading out to your body from your heart. Send these loving, supportive thoughts to yourself from yourself. May I be safe and protected from danger. May I be healthy and strong. May I be happy and peaceful. May I accept myself just as I am. Notice how you feel as you're doing this. Is it difficult to send loving kindness to yourself? Let's take 1 minute to really set this intention. I accept myself just as I am. I love myself just as I am. And see what comes up for you. 1 minute. We often find it easy to send love to someone who makes us feel happy. Maybe a bit harder to accept love back from them. But often it's the most difficult to send and accept loving kindness from yourself to yourself. But when we can accept loving kindness from others and from ourselves, it's also easier to be loving toward all others. Now, imagine someone or a group of people that you wish to send loving kindness to. And let this be someone with whom you have a more difficult relationship, or a group of people with whom you may feel frustrated or even angry. Imagine them in front of you. Sense them. Feel them. And send them loving kindness. Imagine saying to them, "May you be happy and peaceful. May you be free from all stress, anxiety, fear, worry, grief. May you have joy and happiness. May you be well." Let this loving kindness expand out from you, spreading in all directions, touching anyone you want to touch right now. People you know, people you don't know, people you have difficulty with, people you love, and especially yourself. Just imagine expanding and touching each person who you want to reach with this loving kindness. Imagine them happy, peaceful, at ease. Imagine each person is changed by your loving kindness. Each person, everyone, everywhere, happy, and peaceful, and at ease. And now we bring our circle to a close. Loving source of light and life, we're grateful for this sacred space, this sacred time, and for the power of our collective intention. Guide and protect us as we go our separate ways, and keep us tapped into the energy of spirit, the inspiration of Source in all we do. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is closed. If you signed up for emails from us, you'll get an email with a link to this recording by Monday evening. And you can always access a lot of recorded meditations at openpeacefulheart.com. If you want to share feedback or comments, please do. You can find me at karen@karenhager.com, or just reply to one of the emails we send, and it will get to us. Thank you to Kathy, who writes these meditations, puts everything together, and thank you for being here. We'll meet again on Sunday, July 4th, same time, same opportunity for high vibration, peaceful connection. You could have done anything during this 15 minutes, and you chose to focus on peace. We truly believe that as more and more of us do exactly that, we can turn any tide. On behalf of Kathy and myself, many blessings to you. Until the next time we connect, we're wishing you peace.